Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Samantha, right now I feel like we're doing an episode of Sweaty Balls. I feel that's the tone we're using right now, the Sweaty Balls tone. Insert Sweaty Balls voice here. You know, they like my balls. They're sweaty.
They're sweaty.
My name is Pete. Pete Sweaty. You know, I can't really say sweaty balls very well with my fake teeth. Sweaty. I've never done it before. Listen, look at watch. Sweaty. Again. Nope. It's not working for me. No.
It's not working.
Can't do it. Samantha, how you doing?
Oh, you know,
dear, right? It's getting close to Christmas and it's
don't
tiring.
Don't you know?
In the world of retail.
In the world of retail, I'm 102 right now.
Oh, I think you're 102 every day, no matter what world you're in. That's what I'm saying, right? It's almost over, Samantha. You're almost done.
Whoop.
Can you see the finish line?
I can. It's like two sleeps away.
It's there, right? Exactly, right? Just cross them off. Cross them off your calendar. Yeah. Mark them down. Okay. This has been bugging me. I had to make a note of it because I thought, you know what? Isn't that interesting and a good point? Good point, Lisa. So it's really, really important. Okay. So can I have your attention? Your full attention.
I'm paying
please.
Attention.
Friends of the podcast, I need your full attention. I don't think we think about this enough. Ready? Do you ever find yourself wondering why we don't eat more nachos? Come on, Samantha. Nachos. We don't order them at the bar. We don't order them at the restaurant.
Because they don't always add up to greatness.
Why? Why do you think that?
It's not very often I get nachos that I'm like, wow, these are like the best.
And you're not loving the nachos?
No, because they're soggy, or I say no jalapenos and jalapenos come, or there's not enough cheese.
Really? Like, you don't like, but have we given nachos a fair shake?
Of course we have. I eat nachos at home.
You make your own nachos? Like, you think you're like, you think you're Mrs. Nacho? You're all that
no.
you poop through the restaurant?
Okay. Shut up.
No.
I'm trying to tell you that I make my own. So that I can have my own cheese content.
Okay, but this is what I'm saying, right? You poo-poo the restaurant and you think that you can do them at home better.
I'm not saying I do it better. I'm just saying I am always disappointed.
Because you want more cheese. Why don't you just ask for extra cheese? I don't think we do that with the nachos.
I don't think you get it either way.
We do that with the chicken fingers, right? Oh, can I get an extra plum sauce, please?
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
When have we ever asked for extra
sauce
on
wings?
When
do I ever go with one sauce only? I always want to. Come on. I get that we've been into COVID. But
oh,
have you
my God.
Come on, right? When we used to, remember back in the day, think back, way back. Remember when we used to go out for meals to those places that served
I remember
you?
That.
Do you remember? And they served you food? I'm just saying, right? I was watching a commercial for nachos and I'm like, you know, we never, ever really dabble with nachos.
Huh.
Right?
Okay.
Not your problem. Not your problem, I guess.
You're funny. Not really.
I know. I'm just saying, right? It bugs me. I think once we can go back out, I think we got to relook at them.
Okay. We did go out. We were very safe, though.
We did. We were totally, we were the only people there.
They stuck baby in the corner.
Right.
And then baby was like, why are we in the corner? And then baby realized, hey, we're in the corner and it's fun here.
I know. It was so crazy, right? So I got there before any of you guys. So friends of the podcast, we went out with the HHG for a holiday celebration, right? So I got there before any of you and it wasn't our normal table. And I was mad, right? Because you know how I am. I hate change. I was mad. No, the waitress hadn't been there yet. And I'm like, oh, okay. So then I go up to the waitress, up to the bartender. She's the girl that we know. She's like, how are things? Not good. Not good at all. I'm not happy. And then the HHG came in to kind of correct that train wreck that was about to derail, right?
Okay.
And then, yes, right? And then we decided that we liked the table.
Uh-huh.
What was it about the table that we liked so much?
I think because nobody was bothering us.
Nobody was bothering us. No, nobody was near us.
Because we were having a little party on our own. We didn't need a crowd.
We were really having a party of our own, right? So, well, how funny was it, right? So remember, we weren't loving the music.
Oh, God, the music sucked at the beginning.
Music sucked. And then I said, you know what? I'm going to go give that DJ $20 to play 80s music for the rest of the night. And he did.
And he did.
Who knew that $20 would make that? And he bought us drinks.
And he bought us a shot. Yeah.
Who knew that $20 would make that big of a difference in that man's world?
You know what? I don't care. He played much better music after that.
And we had a blast, right? It was like an 80s dance party without the dancing.
We were singing at the top of our lungs and not giving a shit.
And not caring because nobody else was in the bar but
nobody
us.
Nobody else is in the bar. We were slamming our hands on the table. We were like just getting rowdy.
We were like a little unruly. Right? We were crazy. And all before 10 o'clock at night.
Yes!
It's really perfect hours, hey? Like everybody's home by 11. You're tucked in bed by 11:30.
Yeah, you're good to go.
You're good to go, right? Still a good solid 8 before you got to think about getting up the next day.
Yes. You know what is really funny is that by the time I got there, you guys were already 5 sheets to the wind. and I didn't have that much, and I was having as much fun as you. And I was like, let's get rowdy.
you were rowdy. You were rowdy on your own. On your own. It was so much fun. We had so much fun.
Yeah, it was good. Except right? Our waitress was a little bit not great.
Well, I think she was pretty new.
I think she was very poor girl.
But you know what? Really, we should have just said, you know, we can go get our own drinks.
I guess so.
Although really, you know what, though? Think of the frustration, right? So Friends of the Podcast, happy hour is from 4 to 6. So we stock up. And then by the time 6 o'clock at night comes, we don't order another drink for the rest of the night.
Think of
how mad that waitress really deep down must be.
Pissed.
Right? Because it's like customers being in my fitting room, trying on clothes, knowing that they have no intentions on buying anything. Oh, no, we're not buying today. We're just trying. Right? Yeah. Yet you still have to, how are you doing? How's it going? You guys okay?
And
yet,
hang you know, up their you're shit.
You're getting nothing out of this. Maybe it's a little of that.
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't know. It was fun and it was kind of crazy.
Well, it just let off a little bit of steam, I think.
I guess it did, right? Maybe that's what 3 girls needed.
Yep.
Right? Okay. Have you noticed that, unless it's just me, Mother Nature seems really confused about the weather?
Yes. Well, and then it was super warm and then it was starting to melt.
Yeah.
And then today it was cold, windy, and it started to snow again.
I returned my winter coat.
Why? You're going to need it.
I didn't think I was going to need it this winter.
We have 3-4 months for sure of still icky weather.
But if it stays like this, I think I can manage.
Oh my God. Just
like I have a winter coat. I just wasn't loving it quite as much as I thought I did. But then when I bought my new one and I'm like, it's because you know what? I needed the size in between the medium and the large. I need the mole. That's what I need. The mole. And they didn't have that, right? Because the medium, a little small, the large, just really big. But so I bought the large, but I needed the one in between that doesn't exist. So I'm like, I might as well return it because I'm not going to wear it.
You created a middle size between a medium and a large, and it's called a mole.
A mole. And I don't know if it exists yet.
It doesn't.
But maybe it's something we could look at producing.
Oh my God.
Might be something we need in the world. A mole.
I feel like it's going to be very expensive and highly unprofitable.
But could you see us on the Dragon's Den or Shark Tank with it? Right, what size is this? Mole.
Mole.
I bet you there's a lot of medium large people out there.
There's a sma and a mole.
Sma and a mole. Right? That's what's missing.
And a looks.
And a looks. Right? Yeah. Right? All of that stuff is missing. Those sizes are important sizes and they're missing. The average woman is not just a small, medium, large anymore. She's the in between. She is the equivalent to I wear an 8.5 shoe. not just an 8. And they haven't done that with clothing.
Well, the option of a wide shoe.
Yeah, right. They haven't made clothing wide or in a half size yet. Right? That's what's missing. That's what we need. That's what
we
need.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay. Speaking of winter and you not having a coat.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna guess that you will not go skiing, Lisa.
You know what? I probably will pass on skiing. When I was a kid, I was like a skiaholic. I skied all the time.
Oh.
Nonstop. You probably didn't even know that about me, did you?
Well, I think you might have told me a long, long time ago.
Right? We used to skip school to go skiing.
Yes, and you got caught.
I always got caught, right? But it didn't matter, right? We had night passes, so we'd all like carpool and we'd go up to the mountain and we'd go skiing every single night after school. Yeah. I was not very good at it, but boy, I had a lot of fun.
I'm sure you did.
I had a lot of fun. So I don't know, but I don't know. Like now with the ski hills now, like, is it safe? Should they be open?
Apparently they're allowed to be open now. They've got a ton of protocol, but they're finally opening the ski hills. And yes, Saskatchewan, as flat as we might be, has two ski hills. One's in Qu'Appelle, and one is just outside of... Oh, I want to say
Battleford, isn't it?
Yeah, just outside the Battlefords. Yeah.
Yeah.
And apparently they're allowed to be open and you can't really go into the lodge part. You have to like be prepared to wear lots of clothing because you're going to be outside. You're at the ski lodge. Like what I read is like the ski lodge is your car or vehicle, whatever you came in. So
I see. But then that's a problem, right? Because the nice thing about the ski lodge was, and I'll get a burger and fries.
Yeah, but no more. You get to go skiing. You get to be outside.
Right. Who wants to just be outside?
I don't know.
Right. It's like going to the movies and now you have to eat your popcorn someplace else other than the movie.
Oh, what's the point?
I know, right? Because you can't eat food inside the theater.
What's the point of going to a movie in a theater then?
Right. Like then I might as well be at home. Yeah, like that makes no sense whatsoever, does it?
No, it does not.
Yeah, but apparently that's the new thing is that you can go to the movie, but you can't buy the food. If you buy the food, you have to eat it in the food area. It can't go into the theater because you might catch COVID. Does popcorn carry COVID?
Maybe.
Maybe it's the popcorn? Popcorn's got the COVID?
Popcorn's
got the COVID.
I don't know. There's like a million different rules, right?
I don't know. There's too many. You know what? The thing is, there's too many rules, right? There's just, like, I get it. I get why we have to have them. But there's too many rules. There's even rules, Samantha. There's a new show coming out, and it's called Clarice, right? And it's the sequel from Silence of the Lambs.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to start in February, right? And I'm super excited, right? Because it's my favorite movie of all time, Silence of the Lambs, right? But they can't mention Hannibal Lecter.
Why?
And that's because whoever owns Silence of the Lambs, between the author and the movie people, they each own, it's like, one part owns Hannibal, the other part owns Lecter.
Oh.
So they each own a piece of it and it would cost too much. You'd have to pay both of them.
Oh.
Both companies. So there's no mention of Hannibal Lecter, even though it takes place 1 year after he gets away.
Get out.
Isn't that weird?
How are they going to have a show where they can't mention him?
Because it's not just focused on her trying to find him. It says that she's doing other FBI things.
So who is Clarice? Do you know?
No, I didn't pay attention to that. Stuff like that doesn't matter to me.
Oh my God.
Right? That would have been reading the whole article. I'm not reading the whole article. I'm only reading the big part. Like, really, Samantha? Come on, really?
Okay, I'm just saying. All right. Okay. Apparently, Celebrity IOU with the Property Brothers is back on.
It was on last night, the new one. I saw it.
Starting. It's a new season, Lisa.
Yeah. And I watched it.
Was it the Zoe one or the
Zoe one?
Or the Allison Janney one?
No, Zoe.
You're behind.
What do you mean I'm behind?
I already watched episode 2.
What's number 2?
Allison Janney.
Oh. And here I thought.
It was yesterday.
Zoe was yesterday.
No.
On my TV.
They always show the last episode first, and then they go into the new one.
And I never kept watching. I just watched that one.
Oh, my God.
What do you think? You love that show?
I like watching the celebrities get into it. Sometimes I find the Property Brothers really annoying.
You know what? I sometimes agree with that. Yeah. And I didn't love the whole, oh, and now she's my girlfriend. I'm like, hey, that's too much.
When did he actually say that on the show?
Did you not watch the show with Zoe?
I did, but I don't remember hearing that.
Well, they kissed.
Oh, okay.
Right? And they were like hugging.
Well, I know. No, I knew they were boyfriend, girlfriend, but I didn't realize they did some PDA on the screen.
Yeah. I think maybe you must have fallen asleep through that part.
Maybe it's possible.
Yeah. It's possible because they kissed and they were like PDA. And I'm like, hey, it's like, you know what it was? It was like he was like the geeky guy wanting the world to know that this is my girl.
It's
it was
my
like,
girl.
That's all I felt. I'm like, I get it. I get it. You got the girl. You got the girl. Right? That's all it seemed like to me. Right. And I'm really new to that show because, you know, I don't really dabble much into those shows.
Okay. Well, this is the second season.
Yeah.
The first season had Rebel Wilson on it.
Yeah. I don't care about that. And I saw the one with Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah. And Brad Pitt.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah. Everyone tuned into that except for you, apparently.
Except for me. I didn't watch that one. Right.
Okay. So I got, without even having to watch it, I got updated on The Masked Singer.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they picked Leanne Rimes as the winner.
Yeah, she was the son.
She was the son. That's funny.
Because
wouldn't you be pissed if you were a singer and you made your living as like somebody who sings and makes money off of it and you lost?
But that happened because Nick Carter, the boy band guy, came in third. Right?
So I think that's funny.
Dionne Warwick got kicked off. Paul Anka kicked off.
Oh, my God. Paul Anka did that?
Yeah, he didn't make it. But, okay, so the HHG, I wasn't watching. I just, you just catch bits and pieces, right? I didn't know HHG was back into that show. But obviously she was, because on the finale, she sends me a text. I'm so mad. A singer shouldn't be the one who wins. And I'm like, wins what? What are we talking about? Right? Like, back it up. Where are we going? What are we talking about? And she's like, the Masked Singer. Does a singer have to win? And I'm like, it's kind of true.
Okay, but I watched it. I went back and I watched like the different snippets of The Sun. Yeah. She was really good.
I know, but isn't the whole point of the show to be like, and I'm like the D-list singer?
But she is a D-list singer.
Not really.
She has not had a hit in a million years.
But she's still kind of known.
But not in like the more up in front, up and coming, I'm in your face kind of person.
I guess,
like,
but
she hasn't done much in a really long time. She's just releasing a new album now. So really it was sort of probably to help with her album. Like, would it have been funny if she lost?
If she lost. You know what I think is funny this season? You know what I thought was odd is that I think this show's getting harder for them to stay on top of because I didn't think that the concept of the characters was as good as it's been in the past.
Oh.
Right? Like, I think, it's like, hi, like the mushroom? Really? The mushroom?
I thought Leanne Rimes' costume was really good, though.
If you were going to be on the show, who would you be?
I'd be a ray of sunshine.
I'd be the penguin because I wouldn't have to do much, right? I wouldn't be expected to dance because I'm a penguin. I wouldn't be I'd just like be like a weeble, right? I'd just sit there. That's what I'd be.
I don't know. Okay. She was really good and I really enjoyed watching her on the YouTube because once I figured out what the hell I was looking at.
Yeah, no, I'm not in. I don't buy it. I don't think that a singer should be the winner. That's not my thing.
I disagree.
Okay, listen. This is really, really cool news here. Okay. The Omniblade. Have you heard of it?
No.
You've never heard of the Omniblade?
Why would I? Should I?
You should.
Because I'm an outdoorsman.
Right. I think you should like in Hunters and Fish magazine or something.
No.
Listen, it's a 3-in-1. It's a survival machete, a knife, it's a tactical tomahawk, and a survival saw. All in one. Samantha, it's going to be perfect when we go on our outdoor survival retreat this summer.
Well, that's the lake, and it's hardly outdoor survival.
Well, I'm going to get an Omniblade. I'm going to take it with me, right?
You don't need it. You won't use it. We didn't chop anything. We didn't even have a fire outside.
Well, I know, nothing. But then guess what? We can put it in the shed because you never know when somebody might need it.
Oh, good God.
Right? What about when you go out in the bug? Go out in the car, you take the Omniblade with you?
No, I don't think so.
I think so.
I think you would probably chop off a finger. I think that you would probably, or hurt someone else accidentally because you didn't know what you were doing.
And you hold on to it. It's got a good grip.
No,
it's got a good, you should Google it. I think you should Google it.
No, I think it's a bad idea. I think it's entirely a bad idea.
I don't think it is. I don't think, okay. We can argue about that all day. Or we can ponder this question, Samantha. Who decided we needed heating pads? Whatever happened to the good old hot water bottle?
Because the hot water bottle leaks.
Like, don't you remember being like 13 with your period and you had cramps and mom gave you the hot water bottle and you put that on your belly to help? Whatever.
Yeah, but now you have rice bags. You don't need a heating pad either.
Is a rice bag better than a heating pad?
I don't know. I prefer it.
Why?
Well, because you don't need it forever, and a heating pad is, I don't know.
But how long does the rice pad stay hot for?
Oh, like a good 45 minutes or so.
Okay, that's not bad. Like long enough, right? Because usually heating pad, you're turning it off by then.
Exactly.
Huh. Do you know that Mike has he has an electric blanket, and so he has it in the room that he sleeps in when he works.
You mean the room that you're in right now?
Yeah, the computer room. Or the Royal Family Room, also the Saskatchewan Rough Rider Room. So when he works, right, because he can get a better sleep there. And what he does, and I don't know if it's because he's like kind of getting old and maybe he's a little achy. He doesn't put it over top of him. He lies on top of it. So he's got like a permanent full body heating pad.
Oh my God.
I came in one day and I'm like, where's your blanket? I don't need it. I'm on the blanket.
Oh my God.
And then he said, he goes, it's my heating blanket. And I think it's like a full body heating pad.
Oh,
isn't that the funniest thing?
You already live in subterranean, like Mediterranean level.
We don't need heating pads in our apartment, right?
No.
It's hot.
Oh,
right. It's hot enough.
Oh my God. It is a gigantic heating pad.
Completely. It's totally. Right? And there he is, right, in his little boxer briefs, sleeping on it. And I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, are you cold?
He doesn't need a blanket between the jacking up of the heat and the heating the blanket below him. He's like all around.
Just hot.
Living in tropical temperatures.
Absolutely. Right?
Oh my God.
It's the weirdest thing.
He is so weird.
The things you learn when you just like walk in on your husband's sleep.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
That is so weird. Okay. But let's talk turkey.
Okay. Well, I hate that phrase so much.
And not figuratively. I mean, not literally. I mean, figuratively. Literally. Yeah. Sorry. Oh, okay. Facebook Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
Okay, folks.
One has to go.
So apparently, deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Don't sing it. Don't go there again.
La 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 la.
Samantha, they hate the fa la 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 la.
I know.
The world has fa la 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 angst. I'm surprised that 50-year-old people in their 50s that go postal aren't like, reason being, fa-la-la-la-la-la in my youth.
Okay, and apparently number two was, we wish you a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, we wish you a Merry Christmas. Right? And that's a bad song to sing in COVID times. You better be masked up if you're singing that song during the COVID. Right? Because you're spraying everything. And that was the whole point. Right? Oh, my goodness. It was so funny.
One.
And then yesterday I posted what chocolates were people eating.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because I still had an after 8 left.
Yes.
Right. And that
I
was
had
fun.
Nothing. I had no can. I was chomping on a candy cane. Yeah, I had to be the rebel. I had to be the rebel.
Like,
of the
you
group.
Don't even have like a small little box of chocolates?
No.
No. Some people were listing off everything, and I'm like, that's so fun. Like, you're so lucky, all you people with lots of chocolate.
Oh my God, the dirty hippie had already gone through Toffee Fae, brandied chocolates, cherry coolies or something.
Who eats those? Who eats those?
Dirty hippie, what are you doing?
What
but
are
then
you doing,
was
hippie?
Was about to conquer. What was she was going for?
I don't remember what she said.
There was something else. There was another liqueur chocolate in there somewhere. I don't know. But she was all for it.
She was going for it. She was so between hating deck the halls and eating chocolates, people were like they were having some fun on Facebook this week.
Yes, they were. And of course, there was a couple of you who chose not to play properly.
Yeah, I think they're testing you.
I can't kick another one out. I like them all. And I'm like, really? Seriously?
Mm-hmm. But here's the thing, Samantha, right? It's like I told you a couple of weeks ago when it's like we needed things for one has to go. And it's like, I feel bad because we're asking people to kick out good things.
They were, right. Some of them were pretty hardcore about deck the halls. I'm just saying.
Well, that's true, right? That's true. It's like pick, okay, did you want to kick out this baby? Kick this baby to the curb or this baby to the curb? Yeah.
Well, was it Jingle Bell Rock or was it Rock Around the Christmas Tree that kind of was up there as well?
Rock Around the Christmas Tree. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
I asked someone, is it the rock or was it the tree?
you know, it's her voice that sounds like nails on the chalkboard, I think. And then Andrea had this big, long explanation for Santa Claus is coming to town and why it's like such a horrible, horrible. And I'm like, God, that's when right. You break it down.
She's right.
She had some points, right? You better not. Like, it's very threatening.
Yes.
It was very threatening.
You're not allowed to get emotional. Oh, my right. God. I never thought of it that way.
Right? I know, right? And I'm like, hey, that's kind of true, right? That really should be like, yeah. Like. Banned forever, I think.
Oh my God. Yeah. I'm like, Andrea's on fire. She was like, that was a good one.
I know, right? That was like the candy cane girl from last week. Yeah. It's just point after point after point. I'm like, good. I'm like, I love that.
It's a lot of points.
It's a lot of points. Nobody, only one person picked Jingle Bells.
Oh, yeah.
What else was there? What was the other one?
Some people were kicking White Christmas because it was too slow.
Yeah, I can see that too, though. And you like, said that's your favorite fair. Song of all time.
I like White Christmas.
I thought you liked the one. Oh, when I was a kid, we listened to it.
No, but I like White Christmas. I like the movie as well, though.
Huh. I didn't put my favorite in because I thought nobody would like it.
What? Kalamakiyaka.
Melakaliki Maka is the thing to say. That one? Or it's Christmas in Killarney. Right.
And everyone's kicking Ann to the curb.
Right. I didn't want, I just, you know what? I wasn't going there. I didn't want to be any part of that.
Yes. You're very protective of your Ann, Murray.
Yeah, I am. I really am protective of her. You betcha.
All right, guys. Well, you know how much we love it when you talk to us on Facebook, but join us on Instagram as well. And Lisa is on Twitter. And I say Lisa because I want nothing to do with it.
I think Sam doesn't get Twitter.
I don't get Twitter. And I, frankly, it's, I don't know.
She sometimes refuses to learn new things.
Yeah. Well, really? Yeah. That pot kettle, black, pointing the finger.
I don't like change.
Okay. Whatever. You can find us on actually pod.link/ishakemyhead or ishakemyhead or ismhead.podbean.com if you want to listen to the podcast. The pod.link is actually really cool because it gives you the option of whatever link you want to go to. So give it a shot.
Yeah, you just click on and then guys, subscribe.
Yeah, subscribe.
Subscribe or download.
Yeah, pod.link/ismh. It's a great little place to go find the podcast, and you can listen to it there. You can listen to it on any app that you want. We are part of the Low Tree Studio podcast and the Podfix Network. There are some great podcasts on both of the networks. Check them out if you'd like to. You can also listen to us on those networks as well. So you guys, literally, we are everywhere.
Everywhere. And we just everywhere. Want people, you know what we want? Is we want people to download. Download and subscribe.
Yes, download and subscribe so we can figure out how many homies we got.
So if you listen, so this is going to be our new thing. If you listen to us on the Facebook, that's fine. You still can, but we'd still want you to go to another app and just hit download, just so we know.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Right?
Why not? Why not? Samantha?
Mm-hmm.
You know how much I love a good clock, right?
Well, this is true.
Do you remember how much hassle an alarm clock used to be when we were kids?
Yes, because you had to wind them up.
Oh, my God. Remember? And then you had to pull the, like, to set the time, you had to pull the thing, and you had to turn the thing, and then wind the thing.
They're a lot easier now, Lisa. Why are you getting angsty about it?
Because I don't think the world remembers just how noisy they were either, remember? Do you remember when the alarm would go off and it was literally like clanging of like the bells on the metal?
Or
So bad, right? And I think, you know what? I think kids don't know what it's all about anymore, right? They put their pajamas on and they set their phones and they get up.
True.
Then there's no work involved.
No.
Right? What if when we were kids, we put on our pajamas, we had to get our stuff ready for school, get our alarm clock, right? Going to get up at 7:30. You got to set that motherfucker. Try and get it so it's on. I don't ever know how it knew if it was AM or PM. You ever wonder that? How did that alarm clock know if it was AM or PM?
I think there might have been a button.
Do you think there was? Oh, like a switch or something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Huh. I'm just saying. I just remember them being so much work.
And it's coming from someone who can't live without a clock.
Well, I couldn't live without a clock back then either, right? I don't know.
Uh-huh.
You don't, like, things like this don't ever make you think.
No, because I guess my concern is... that you need a clock in every room you're in, and you need it in more than one space. Like, you need it to be on it needs to be on your phone, your watch, or a clock near you.
Yeah. Yeah.
As someone who's been around you a lot,
I like to know what time it is.
It's so annoying.
Right. That's why even up at the lake, it's hard, right? Because when we're outside, you can't see the time.
Oh my God. What right? time is it? I don't know. Check the sun.
And I don't know how to do that yet. I don't know how to tell time by the sun. I should try and maybe I should learn that.
Oh my God. Yes, please do.
For next summer. I wonder if you use a compass.
No.
No.
What?
A sundial or something.
Yes, probably a sundial.
Huh. I wonder if that's hard to do. They do that out in the wilderness, you know.
Yes, you, your Omniblade, and your sundial should go out into the
wilderness. I'm going out to learn some new. I'm going to learn some new things this summer. I'm going wilderness shopping.
Oh dear God! Yeah, you don't need any of that, because going to the cabin is not the wilderness. It is like the epitome of luxury. You're not only there's electricity, there's a bed, there's a fridge, there's a stove.
I know. But remember the one time you thought that you heard like you heard something outside? What if we had the Omniblade then? You would have felt confident enough to not be scared.
No, I was still like getting up, blocking the door so it can't come get me.
Well, if I had the Omniblade, nothing's coming to get us. I got the blade.
Oh, my God.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
I just can't even with you.
Really?
Yes. Okay.
I don't understand.
This should tickle your fancy, Lisa.
Okay, tell me.
Did you know that sprinkles have been around since the 18th century?
Like the sprinkles that I love so much on a donut?
Yes.
No, I didn't know that. Really?
Who do you think thought of sprinkles and why?
I don't know, but I'm glad that they did.
What did they put sprinkles on in the 18th century?
Probably cakes.
Are they making cakes like that?
I think they were.
Do you think?
I think fancy cakes have been around for a long time.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I would love for someone to produce a picture.
You imagine a world without sprinkles? Like, boy, that'd be a sad place to live.
Well, and have they been updated? Have they been reinvented?
They don't need to be reinvented. Don't touch the sprinkles. Actually, here's something funny. Do you remember this as a kid? Remember the little set that you got when you were baking cakes, and they came in like four little test tubes, and one
was
the cinnamon hearts, the silver balls, little sprinkles.
Yeah.
The red sprinkles, the multicolored sprinkles. Remember that? When we were kids, we used to always eat the cinnamon hearts out of it. And my mom would go, "Where'd the cinnamon hearts go, kids?" "Why are you eating the baker's help?" And I'm like,
Oh, right? Well.
Oh, well, right? I guess we'll have to get another pack. But do you remember that? Like, I just couldn't imagine a world without sprinkles.
Interesting.
I don't know. It's like a world without haircuts.
Oh, dear God.
You imagine?
Oh, my God.
You imagine that? You imagine a world without haircuts?
Well, Samantha? Wouldn't you be the Shaggy DA?
Wouldn't that be just horrific?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing to talk about.
You'd be like Big Hair Lisa.
I'd be super. Wouldn't be long. It would just be big. Right? It would just be puffy. Right? It would still be the same length at my shoulder. It was still the longest it would be, maybe would be my shoulders. Maybe.
Maybe.
But boy, it wouldn't fit in a room.
Nope.
Wouldn't fit in a room at all. I would have the biggest ass hair. Like, I could have been in the 70s with a perm, I think.
Oh, my God.
And been a man. I think it would resemble more of a man's hair.
Probably.
Right? Because it would just be so big. That's so funny. Okay. Enough about hair.
Oh, my God. Yes. Well, let's not go there.
Don't go there. Samantha, new TV show on the YouTube. It's called Hot Ones.
So it's not new.
Are you watch it? What do you mean?
Well, you told me what it was because I didn't know what it was called.
Do you watch it?
I only watched the one with Jimmy Fallon and the one with Dan Levy.
There's so many. There's like one with the Jonas Brothers. There's one with Gordon Ramsay. There's one with Matthew McConaughey.
Oh.
There's so many. Like, there's tons of them. It's such a fun show. I like love it.
Okay.
I watch it all. I'm watching it all night long. Over and over and over.
Huh.
I think my dream is to go on that show. I want to go and eat wings on that show.
You will not be able to handle wings like that.
I don't know. Maybe I can. Maybe me and the Scoville rating.
No.
Maybe we can do it. I might be able to eat. Maybe I like hot stuff. I don't know.
No.
We don't know if we do because we don't try. And that's what this show makes you do. It makes you try.
I don't want to try.
Right? And then it makes you try and have a conversation while you're like dying.
No, I can't. Nope. Not going to.
Mm-mm. No.
Nope.
You don't think so?
No.
It's funny to watch, right? Because as they're like losing concentration, I just want to see if I could do a better job.
Oh, yeah.
That's
probably
all.
Not.
I don't know. I think I might, right? I think I might all be about a chicken wing.
Well, you do like a chicken wing, but I don't
think
I love
a good chicken wing, right?
You don't like a hot chicken wing.
But maybe if I had some blue cheese.
Do they dip it?
They don't dunk.
No, see, that's the problem.
But they drink milk.
I don't think that helps.
Water and milk they drink with it.
I don't think that helps.
And then they throw it up.
Oh, gross.
There was one and it was 2 million on the Scoville rating. 2 million.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Your insides would just be like on fire.
According to Gordon Ramsay, he grew a third asshole. He grew three assholes. Not just one. Like the rest of the world, he grew two new ones. Right?
Oh, my God.
So crazy. So crazy. But I think that's my dream job, is to be a chicken wing eater.
Yes, but not hot. Not
hot.
No.
If you put your mind to it, it's all just concentration. And don't let it hit your lips, they say.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just saying. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Here's something new for
sure.
You. Okay. Cheetos. You like Cheetos?
Sure.
Okay. They've released a cookbook. Some of the items in the cookbook are possum, bacon ranch cheese ball, flaming hot tamales, mashed potatoes, and dangerously cheesy mac and Cheetos. What do you think? Yay or nay?
Okay. One, are the Cheetos actually part of the recipe?
Yep, they're part of it.
Not sure.
You're not sure? You're not sure if the Cheeto
belongs? I don't know if a
belongs?
Cheeto should be part of a cheese ball or a potato. A potato or the cheesy mac and Cheetos. I don't know how I feel about that.
I think that the Cheetos needs to just stay on its own. It owns the market of just on its own. Right? Just keep the cheesy a cheesy.
Yeah. Like, come on. And it's not a cheesy. That's a different brand.
I know. It's a different brand. But, right?
Like, but the Cheetos. Yeah, guys, let's not, eh?
Not everything has to get, as much as I love cooking, right? Because you know me, right? Like me, I like love to cook. As much as I love to cook, I don't go through my kitchen and think, what all can I put in this dish? Not everything needs to go in the dish.
No.
Right?
No, that's
like
true.
Like I used to think it was bad enough when we were kids. My mom would make tuna fish casserole with the crumpled up potato chips. I'm like, why are you using Sunday snack on a horrible supper? Right? You're taking Sunday snack food, right? Sunday afternoon snack, and you're putting it on yucky Wednesday night supper.
Sunday snack food.
Right? Why is that going on the yucky supper that nobody wants to eat? Right? There's our snacks.
No.
Right? I don't think everything belongs in the cooking.
No. But that's right? Like a very 70s thing to do, is like put potato chips and things.
That was like the big thing, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I get people use oatmeal as like a to bind things together and stuff like that. But even that seems dated too. Right? I don't know.
Speaking from someone who never cooks.
Listen, I do. I make a couple dishes. So just you shut your mouth right now. Just shut your mouth.
Oh, be quiet. Okay. Pepsi, because this is your husband's drink, has a new soda that combines cocoa and a hint of marshmallow.
Anytime something, when I hear a new soda, I just start shaking my head already.
Yeah. It's called Cacao Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola.
Why does Pepsi need to have a cold hot chocolate drink?
Essentially, that is what it is, isn't it?
It's a cold hot chocolate.
Oh, God. The very thought of it just made me go.
That just sounds horrible, right? It's not like going to the Dairy Queen for the cold hot chocolate shake. Right?
Yeah, that's
true. It's like your cold hot chocolate that, that's from this morning.
Ugh.
And too sweet.
Yeah.
That
little
doesn't
bit.
Sound good.
Little
that
bit.
That doesn't interest me at all. Nope. Oh, okay. But nope. Here. Good news alert.
Okay.
The appetizers have officially been purchased for the 24th.
Woo!
Because you know, right? Christmas Eve is appetizer night.
It's appetizer night.
Right? But the co-op had no Diana sauce.
Oh.
None.
Hmm.
When your main appetizer calls for the Diana sauce, and all you know is the Diana sauce, and your mom, she dead, so you can't phone and say, what would the substitution be? What's a girl supposed to do?
You go shop somewhere else?
No, at first I put the meatballs back. I'm like, I don't want them anymore. And Mike's like, well, surely one of these sauces has to work. I'm like, thank God I'm with you. Thank God. Right? Thank God, right? Because you'd be coming home with like rib sauce or something. And I'm like, no, it's like, because a Diana sauce isn't just a barbecue sauce. It's so much more.
This is true.
Oh, I think I found one though. I think.
All right, just give it your best shot, Lisa.
It looked like it. And I'm like, I don't even know how to make that Diana sauce, right? Like, I don't even know, like, where do I even start? Where does one even start?
Well, you start by going to a different grocery store looking for Diana sauce.
But that's not what we do, right? We go to the co-op.
I know. You're right? Faithful. You're faithful.
We're faithful.
I'll right? give you
so
that.
So we got wings.
Woo.
Coconut shrimp.
Ooh.
Shrimp rings.
Okay, there was a plural after shrimp rings. How many did you?
Two, because they were on sale.
Okay.
Two.
All right.
What else did we get? Did I tell you mozzarella sticks?
No.
Mozzarella sticks and...
You're not eating all of that.
Yeah. And you know, like one of those combination packs that have like the pot stickers and that stuff?
That is not all for Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve.
No. You're not even going to be, like, hungry for Christmas Day turkey.
Well, listen to this. Speaking of turkey. So it's a little bit different this year, right, with the COVID, right? Usually we go to Brian and Betty Joe's.
Yes, and you don't have to cook.
Not this year, right? Because we got the COVID happening.
We got the COVID.
Because the COVID decided to come and visit everybody for Christmas.
Yes.
And nobody gets to go anywhere. So so I'm going to make a turkey.
Oh, well, you've done that before.
I've done it before, but I said to Mike, I said, I don't want to make like a full turkey. I said, can we get like the one in the box that's the turkey breast?
And
like, to me, that's the best part of the meat anyways, right? Let's just get that and get our fixins with it, blah, blah, blah. So we did this the other day, right? So we're at the co-op, right? We get that. Sounds good. We got ours. We ready for this? We get our carrots. We get our corn. We get our sweet potatoes. We get our potatoes. We get our stuffing. We get our peas. Because this year, hey, do you want some peas? Sure. And our packs of gravy. That's seven things. Uh-huh. And our turkey in a box. Uh-huh. Take it home, right? Mike's unpacking. We got a small freezer because we're in an apartment. So he takes the turkey. This is not even, I kid you not. He takes the turkey out of the box, right? Because he's just going to put it in the freezer as the turkey. Uh-huh. He takes it out of the box, Samantha. Turkey's out of the box. Turkey's in his hands. Puts the turkey in the freezer. For fuck's sakes, he says. Gets his coat on. Gets his shoes. Leaves. I'm like, comes back about 20 minutes later. Another turkey. He thought it was too small. So now we got two turkeys in the box.
You're cooking too.
I said to him, they take 4 hours to cook, Mike.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I'm like, so it means I have to start cooking a turkey in the box at 8 a.m. Oh no, sorry. We're going to have to make it at 9 a.m. Oh, why not 8? Because you bought Pillsbury cinnamon rolls that need to use the oven first. Right? He's like, well, we don't need to. This is what he said. Well, we don't need to have the cinnamon rolls at 8. Oh, actually, matter of fact, yes, we do.
Yes.
Because the turkey will be in the oven for the rest of the day.
So his appetizer is turkey.
Is a turkey.
And his supper.
By his turkey. His turkey.
Oh, my God. Can you cook both of them at the same time?
I don't know if you can, right? Because then you don't know how long they really take to cook when you put two together.
Oh, shit.
Right? Like, you don't know that. I've looked. I can't find that. I'm like,
oh, my God.
I know, right?
You're cooking turkey all day.
That's all I'm doing is cooking turkey. Appetizers all Christmas Eve. Turkey all day.
Oh, my God.
I tell you.
That's so funny. I'm sorry.
And not so fast, my friend. That one turkey isn't big enough for the two of us. Really? Because it says it serves four.
Yes, but he eats like three.
He's like, well, there won't be any leftovers. What? Okay.
All right. Oh, my God. That is so funny.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. But okay. Your talk of potato chips reminded me of something.
Okay, what?
It reminded me of the good dishes. It reminded me of the 70s, really.
For sure.
It brought me back to the time where we lived in British Columbia still, and we were over at my grandparents' house, the Reimers, and they had a beautiful home and this big dining room, and the good dishes came out.
Oh, and then you just about die, right? And deep down, you're mad that the good dishes come out.
Well, because you have to be very careful with the good dishes.
And you know the good dishes need to be washed and dried by hand.
Yes.
They don't go in the dishwasher.
No, not
those ones.
No, not those ones. And it reminded me of like the goods and the good silverware, right? Like there's separate things that
it came
go
in a
with,
case. Remember? Yes. It came in a special box that good silverware did. That's how fancy that silverware was. Comes in a pretty wooden box.
Exactly. Like, it's just hilarious that we go to, we only use the good dishes like 3 times a year if you're lucky.
Yeah.
And now I think they probably don't come out at all.
I was going to say, right? Do you think the good dishes ended with our parents' generation?
I think so. Because
I think so.
My mother has been trying to pawn off her Royal Dalton.
And nobody wants it.
Well, I don't need it. I mean, I'm a single woman. Like, yeah. I don't need a serving of 8.
Right? You're not whipping up that meal for 8 people to come on over.
No.
No.
And, like, I have my Grandma Sperling's, her yellow rose tea set with, like, a creamer and stuff like that and a sugar bowl. And there was, like, things that went.
So, like, you could take
that's smaller.
Us a place setting.
Yeah. But
I don't need like, all of it.
It's beautiful, though.
Yeah.
It was a big deal to have that set.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was. My mom and dad had beautiful stuff, too. And then when my mom passed away, don't you remember my dad sent some of it? Or he brought it out with him?
Yeah.
And he's like, do you want this? No. What am I doing? Same as you, right? What am I doing with the good dishes? I'm good. We got dishes. Same dishes we got when we got married.
Yeah. The thing is that because they're so special, like, when would you use them?
I just need those good dishes just to stay as a special memory, not to be reenacted and brought back to life.
Yeah.
But like, they just need to stay a memory.
But it was a bigger deal, though, right? Like, when you sat down for dinner.
And you had to get dressed up. Okay, guys. Okay, kids. Time to get changed. Mm-hmm. Oh, these clothes have been okay all day. They were fine for lunch. Not good enough for supper.
No, you knew you were dressing up for dinner.
Right? You knew you were dressing up for... weird, eh?
And I know that it's only going to be myself and my parents, but I have a feeling that I will be putting on decent clothes for dinner.
Right? So you're not going to stay in your pajama bottoms.
No.
Even though, right, that should be the theme of Christmas, of COVID Christmas, should be comfy stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
I saw a funny thing that I'm going to post on our Instagram in a couple of days, and it says, I don't need the whole, this isn't word for word, but the gist of it is, I don't need to know the whole game plan for 2021. I just need to know if I have to buy makeup and shoes. And I'm like, isn't that the truth, right?
That's true.
That the truth, right?
That's very true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. This is a serious... Now I got a serious question for you.
Oh, God.
It seems to be a very big trend, the cookie bar.
Mm.
What is it? Is it a cookie or a bar?
I have no clue what you're talking about.
It's just called a cookie bar. I see them on the bake shows.
So is it just a cookie?
Chocolate chip cookie bars.
So is it just like a big cookie and you slice it up and it looks like a bar?
Yeah.
So it's a big cookie.
But it's a bar.
But it's not round.
I feel it's not round. I feel it needs to pick a team. I feel it needs to pick a side. Right? I don't think it can just play with both teams.
So are you a cookie or are you a bar?
Yeah. What are you? Right? I think essentially you are always a cookie. And then you're just cut differently.
What if it's a co-bar?
What is a co-bar?
Let's marry cookie and bar together and it's a co-bar.
No, I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't want the changes like that, okay?
Well, because you hate change. It's just a cookie cut into a different shape.
But why? What's wrong with round?
Because people like a little variety in their life.
But round fits perfect, fits nicely in your hand. Just saying. It's like we're not going to making a cupcake. We're not changing all the cupcake tins and the muffin tins to be squares. They get to stay.
Oh, radical thought. That would be fun. That'd be good, something good for the Boom Baby Bakery.
Right? No.
Let's start a trend.
No. I don't think we want that trend.
Let's start square cupcakes.
Square cupcakes. I don't know.
Triangle cupcakes.
But then it's a loaf.
No, not if it's square, like a rectangle.
What's a banana bread?
That's not a banana bread.
That's a rectangle.
No, it's not.
Banana bread's a rectangle.
How about a triangle?
That seems confusing.
How about an octagon?
I saw one that made your cake like a star.
We could have star cupcakes.
I thought that looked cool.
That's radical.
Something to think about for the new year.
All right, Boom Baby Bakery people.
Right. Give us your feedback.
Give us your feedback.
What do we think, bakers of the podcast?
Yeah. Well, I got a funny story. I think what did you learn from Whitney Houston's documentary, How Not to Take Cocaine and Fall Asleep in a Tub?
How to not take cocaine and have a hot bath.
Are the lessons that we've learned. Yeah. Is that what you're thinking? Okay.
There are takeaways.
This is a lesson for you to learn, Lisa.
Okay.
A six-year-old boy from Connecticut spent over $16,000 of his mother's money over the summer on purchases for a game on an iPad.
Oh, ouch. Funny, as you read that, I just lifted my ass like it's been paddled. Because that's what would have happened back in our day.
Oh, my God, $16,000.
Wow.
How did that mother not know that that was happening?
We one time bought a bamboo steamer on my dad's credit card, and boy, I tell ya.
Oh my God.
It was horrible.
Like,
$16,000. Because that kid would have just been, because it would have been attached to like her PayPal or something, right?
Yeah.
Does she not ever look at her bills?
Maybe not. Maybe she thought she was just casually spending a lot of things.
Oh my God. Like, didn't think that her minimum payment was getting a little bit bigger each month?
Maybe. I don't know.
That's crazy. That kid should,
That kid needs a smack.
That kid needs a smack. That kid needs a smack.
Oh, sorry. We don't hit anymore.
No,
sorry.
We don't have kids.
Yeah, we don't have kids.
Because what we might have hit.
Yeah, what the hell do I know?
Yeah, what do we know? Samantha, so I am finished The Crown.
Oh. Uh-oh, you're shaking your head. Why are you shaking your head?
Oh, because you know what? I'm giving it? I'm giving it a meh.
This is Diana's season.
It's really not Diana's season. It seems a lot like it's Margaret Thatcher's season, and it seems a lot like it's Princess Margaret's season, which was the season before, too.
Oh.
With Diana sprinkled in badly.
Really?
Because you know what? You know enough. There's nothing really to spoil, right? Everybody knows how it plays out. Okay, here's the thing with Princess Diana. We all know that she had an eating disorder. I don't need to see her throwing up the toilet 100 times an episode. I get it.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Right? How did they kill my show? I feel that they killed my show.
Oh, because they portrayed her in a way that was unsavory.
Well, I mean, I get that there was probably some unsavoriness. I just compared to the other seasons, I was just like...
But it's loosely based on the actual lives of the royal family, though.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
Because there is no way for us to know the conversations.
No, but we do know that she did have an eating disorder.
Yes, that's true. Right? That's true.
Right? And I don't think that that needs to be portrayed as visually as it was and as often.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. You watch it. You let me know.
Okay. I'll let you know.
Apparently that's your January project.
Yes. But the bigger question, Lisa, is have you watched The Queen's Gambit yet?
I haven't yet. I keep wanting to start it, but I haven't yet. But
okay,
soon, it's up there.
Get on it. It's everybody's like all about chess now.
I know. And I want to learn how to play chess just because of it.
Ugh. Ugh. Yeah.
I know. Because we could play chess up at the lake.
Yeah, I don't know if I love it that much.
I don't think you're willing to learn how to play it. That's the difference.
Potentially not.
Yeah, I think it's more that. I think it's like, let's just call it like we see it, Samantha.
Okay, so fun things. Who knew? Who knew?
Who knew?
Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee are going to get a biopic.
So excited. I can't wait. Produce that bitch. Get that movie out. Right?
Come on. I can't wait.
Like, bring it. Bring it. Bring it. Bring it.
Oh, that's going to be a hot mess.
It's going to be such a hot mess. Because they were just nothing but a hot mess.
Oh, God.
But it's going to be a good type of mess. It's going to be like, I got my hand too close to the burner type of mess. That's what it's going to be like, Samantha. Hey, when you were a kid, did you play with Barbies?
Yeah, of course.
Did you? I don't think I really played with Barbies. I think we might have tortured them.
Why? Well,
right. Think about it.
You might have.
Did you cut their hair?
No.
We always cut their hair so short.
Oh God.
I was thinking about that the other day, and I'm like, oh my God, I think I tortured Barbie.
I would never have seen you as a Barbie.
No, I wasn't a Barbie
girl.
Lover. No, I was not a Barbie girl in a Barbie world.
I'm
life
a
in
Barbie
plastic.
Girl
it's fantastic.
In a Barbie world.
I was none of those things. No.
Okay.
No. I was more like the $6 million woman.
Yeah. Well,
right?
Yeah.
Or the $6 million man.
Yeah.
More that. But I think I may have tortured Barbie.
Like a G.I. Joe, perhaps?
Yeah, I think I was more of a G.I. Joe. Yeah. That was more my go-to.
Oh, my God. Okay, speaking of the past, Dick Van Dyke, he's 95.
What?
I know. Mary Poppins, the guy from Mary Poppins.
And the Dick Van Dyke Show.
And the Dick Van Dyke Show. Right? And was it, what was the show that he was a doctor on.
Oh, with Scott Baio.
Was it Scott Baio?
Yeah. And he was, Dick Van Dyke was in a white coat.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember the show's name.
Oh, I can't remember the show's name. No, it was like the Scott 80s. Baio was in it. Yeah.
Yeah. But, oh my God, 95. Whenever I think of these actors, I'm just like, you know what? It makes me a little bit sad because there's never going to be Dick Clarks. Or not Dick Clarks, Dick Van Dykes. There's no more Dick Clark either. There's never going to be a Dick Van Dyke again.
That's true.
Right?
Well, and then, so Mary Poppins, because I actually started to watch Emily Blunt's version.
Like Jim Chimmery, that one?
Well, but it was Mary Poppins number two.
Okay.
Because it was the Banks kids' kids.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. And I was trying to dig it. I was trying to love it. It's not the same.
No. It's the original or none.
Yeah.
It's the original or none.
I know.
It's like The Sound of Music. Don't redo it.
Oh, good God.
Leave it alone.
Leave it alone.
Leave it alone, right? It doesn't get touched. Some things can't be touched.
No.
I mean, Mary Poppins, I would put up there too. Don't touch it.
Don't ever redo the old version.
No, just leave it, right? Especially just sometimes the classics, there's a reason why there's the classics. People.
I agree. Leave them alone.
Right? Just saying, right? Leave them alone. Okay. Here's something I was wondering. I've been thinking about food and hot, spicy things, as you know. What about Creole? We like shrimp. Would we like Creole?
It's hot.
Would I like it?
Maybe.
Would I like a jambalaya?
Maybe.
You think I would?
Maybe.
Could you see me eating a jambalaya? Like, no. Oh, and I'll get the jambalaya, please. Does that seem like something? Can you see? Don't say maybe, because that's lying to me,
I'm
Samantha.
Saying no.
Right? Don't be all like maybe when it's no.
I'm saying no.
I need you to be honest with these things.
I'm saying no. All right, can you hear me? Lisa, can you hear me?
Samantha, can you hear me? I'm just saying, right? Because I want to like Creole.
I know. Well, then try it.
Like blackened chicken sounds good.
Sure.
But hot?
Yes.
Is that the same as jerk chicken?
Yes.
Hot? Mm-hmm. Why has everything got to be hot? I think that's the way to go.
Do what you got to do.
I know
then.
I said this before, but I think it's time to get spicy.
Do whatever you got to do.
I'm just saying, right?
My stomach can't handle that stuff. So
the spice of life. I don't think mine can either, but maybe it needs to go into training.
Yes, of course it does. Yes.
2021, spice it up.
Spice it.
Right? Let's make it spicy.
All right.
I don't know. I'm just saying. No?
No.
No.
Okay. Okay. So I love to watch on Fridays if I can. I like watching Clinton Kelly's Happy Hour. Okay. It's like 30 minutes of just him talking. He usually does like a drink and an appy, and he teaches us cooking and just talks about his life and answers questions. And it's really quite funny because he's a potty mouth, and I quite enjoy that. So during one of his happy hours, he's like talking about an acronym, and it's DRIP. And he's like, this is what I use. This is what I use for parties. These are the four things that you should never do at a party. And it's an acronym. So D is dieting. Don't talk about it. Nobody cares. Nobody wants to be told at a party that you shouldn't eat that.
Yeah, fair enough.
So don't talk about dieting.
Don't talk about dieting.
R, don't talk about religion. Nobody cares.
Never.
Nobody cares. Yeah. Too many. Yeah. Arguments. Don't try it.
Yeah.
I, illness. Don't talk about an illness. Don't talk about what's, he's like, it's a party. Be happy. Be happy. P is for politics. Don't talk politics.
Don't talk politics.
Yeah. So he goes, just take this to your next party. Drip. Dieting, drip. Religion, illness, politics. Don't do any of those.
Don't talk about any of those things. That's good advice. That's super good advice.
And I'm like, well, that's pretty good. If we were going to a party, we could
if there was a party to go to.
But if you're having a Zoom party, people.
Oh, yeah. Give that some thought, right?
Yes. Don't be a drip.
But if you're like me and you're a bit of an asshole, guess what? I want to talk about those things. Right? You know, 30-second rule, nobody's talking. Guess what? What do you think about religion? It's coming up.
It's not.
It's coming up, right?
You're never going to talk about that.
Right? Nobody's talking. I'm going to bring it up.
Okay, but speaking of a party.
Yep.
My girl J-Lo.
Oh,
we got J-Lo. She's headlining New Year's Eve, Rockin' Eve.
Oh, the one with Ryan Seacrest?
Yeah. Hi, Ryan Seacrest. He's your boyfriend now, so.
He is, but I'm not watching him.
What?
I'm watching Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen because I love, 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 love Andy Cohen. That's where my heart is.
Where are they hosting from?
They're CNN.
Oh, okay.
That's where my heart is. My heart's with him right now.
Fine, yeah. Whatever.
But on the commercials, I'll be flipping.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'll be doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Party for one, I'm sure.
Yes.
Right? That'll be fun. I always like those. It'll be interesting to see how they do it with no people.
Well, they're still going to have entertainment, I hope.
Yeah, they said they will. They said they will. So I'm really, really contemplating, seriously, my next phone being the iPhone.
I know.
Like, today I was on the website for Sastel. I put one in my basket, in my cart. That's how serious I think I might be about one.
Okay, but which version of it?
The newest, because they have zero down on it right now.
Oh, do they now?
Yeah, and so I was like, excuse me. I was all talking about that with Mike today.
Uh-huh.
This is what Mike said. Doesn't make sense to get one between Christmas and New Year's.
Why?
But that sounds like there's hope afterwards.
Oh, right? My God.
Yes. I have a dry throat from talking about spicy food.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, friends of the podcast. It's like choke. It's like I just ate one of those wings or something.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah, so that's what I'm thinking, right? So I was like, what do you mean? Because my contract's not up till May. And he's like, well, it doesn't make sense to get one until after the new year. I'm like, I might go there.
All right.
I might go there. Do you think I will?
I think potentially you will.
You think I might?
Potentially, yeah.
Right? Remember when I went from BlackBerry to Samsung?
I know. It was a radical jump for you.
It was super radical. So again, this would be very radical.
Yes.
Right? It wouldn't be a light decision.
A light decision.
But when I put it in the cart today, it felt okay. It felt okay. Right? You know? Because I don't mind change if I get to learn about it.
This is true.
That's true, right? And that's not forced upon me change because I'm making the change. It's really forced upon me change that I don't like.
I feel like you're answering the question
that our editor is putting up at the bottom. It's my subliminal conversation with him. You know, just saying, right? I'm giving it some thought.
Okay.
Uh-huh. That's all, Samantha.
Forced upon change.
Forced upon change. That's what I don't like.
Got it. I too am thinking of a phone, but an iPhone is not in my future.
I don't see you changing to an iPhone ever.
No. I like the Android.
I think and you aren't that adventurous. You know, you don't care enough about a phone.
I like the phone to do whatever I need.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I hate the idea of the thought of like if Mike said, hey, do you want to get a laptop? No, I'm saying no. I don't want a goddamn computer. That's what I'm going to tell him. I wouldn't use it for anything.
Oh, my God.
Mike. That's what I would say. Mike, what the hell would I use that stupid thing for when I can just use my phone?
Stop it.
Okay. Anyway, Samantha.
Oh, my God. Okay.
We're just rambling to ramble.
Yes, because he keeps flashing stuff on the screen.
Right.
Oh, my God. Okay. We're going to the topic now. The topic is the COVID trend, Zoom dinner parties. Good idea, bad idea. And what food should you never eat while staring at someone else on a computer?
Right.
Right?
I think that it's mostly all bad ideas.
I think it's a bad idea. Okay. So you know what I found?
Tell me.
I found Zoom dinner etiquette.
Okay.
Okay.
Please share.
Mute your mic when you chew. Okay.
Yeah, nobody need to hear that.
Don't show up late.
Oh.
You're a bad dinner guest if you show
so
up late.
So how would that work for you? Because you that, show up late everywhere.
I show up late everywhere. Yes. Yeah. You will just appreciate that I'm there.
That's your thought process, right? I'm here, aren't I?
I'm here, aren't I?
Yeah. Just be thankful I'm here.
Just be thankful. Don't send the invite to those who have not been invited without telling the host.
Oh, good one.
Right?
Right.
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 Keep the numbers reasonable.
Yeah.
And don't multitask.
You'd be bad at that because you're always trying to do other shit.
I am.
Yeah. Right.
And if you're the host, keep things going and give people the option to opt out after an hour.
I think an hour is too much for a Zoom anything.
Especially like, while you're like trying to eat. And if you're not allowed to have the mic open while you're eating, and it's right? Like, how much eating and talking are you doing? Like,
yeah, like maybe can we just come back and reconvene in half an hour and talk for a few minutes about how great supper was?
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
You know. I got a few foods that I don't think you should eat on your Zoom call.
Okay.
Don't eat ice cream cones. I think the licking would be a little distracting. Right?
It would be.
Here's one for you, Samantha. Don't feed the dog scraps. People are going to judge you.
Dogs shouldn't eat scraps.
No, but dogs do.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
They do.
People are going to judge. Mm-hmm. And are you ready for this one? Don't fondue. It's too hard to pay attention.
For sure.
Right? And don't fondue in Zoom.
All of a sudden, the piece of bread with the cheese is landing on your laptop.
Right? And then or you got the bubbly oil and it's all just trouble.
Mayhem.
It's all just mayhem. What about
you? Just mayhem. Okay. I thought, don't eat spaghetti. Chances are that you'll splatter onto your screen.
I could eat spaghetti because I cut mine.
Oh, jeez.
So I eat my spaghetti like a civilized person. I'd be okay with spaghetti.
Civilized. That's good to know.
Yeah, right? Because I don't slurp it up and stir it up. I cut it and just pretend I'm proper.
Uh-huh. Ramen, the same thing. Splatter problems.
Yeah.
Just soup in general, bad idea.
Yeah, right? Especially spill like soup, it's hot. Like imagine you got soup on your spoon and you're trying to bring your spoon and you can't look at your spoon to be careful because you're looking at the Zoom. You're wearing that soup.
You are wearing that soup.
Yeah.
Ribs, bad idea. You're licking your fingers too much. Nobody needs to see that.
Oh, no. But if it's a McRib, I could do a McRib in one hand. I know I could. But you're right. That's too much.
Nobody needs to see that. Tacos and burritos, too messy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Way too messy.
Yeah. Finger. And then wings again. Don't do wings. Hi.
Too much licking.
Too many finger licking things happening.
Yeah.
Right?
You don't need that.
It's a bad idea. It's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Nachos. Yeah. I don't think nachos would be a good idea either.
I think you could do nachos.
No, I don't think so.
Again, I think nachos are underrated. Maybe nachos should be the food of the choice of Zoom food. Nachos.
Maybe nachos. Look at,
okay, how do you know I'm not eating nachos right now other than the fact I'm not chewing? Just one hand.
Really?
To my mouth.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it could be.
And I really feel like burgers, no one needs to know how wide your mouth can open.
Well, that's a good point, right?
Right.
That's a good point. Right. Yeah.
Like, right?
Yeah, because nobody's eaten burgers very properly.
No.
And I think in the time of COVID and people are eating more at home by themselves, I think people have lost their manners. I don't think people care. I think they've DFC'd. Right?
Potentially.
I don't think people care.
So are we in favor of Zoom dinner parties or against Zoom?
I think against Zoom. I think, you know what, can we, let's make it like when you were a kid, can't Marty pet her phone after supper? Do Zoom after supper.
Like, I don't think it's a bad idea to have a cocktail hour, because that's just a cocktail.
That's just a drink that we can control.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Eating food in front of other people on a computer just seems odd.
But if you're going to have cocktail hour, cocktails need to already be made.
True. Yes. Oh, right? And that's a big thing too, is don't be making your food during your dinner party.
No.
No. You got to be ready to go.
Right? Unless you're doing a Facebook Live, and then that's different, right? Because then you're at the Boom Baby Bakery showing something new.
There you go.
That's different. I say no to the Zoom.
I think it's awkward. I say stick to cocktail hour, people.
Yeah. No video chats, food. The whole bit. No. Oh. I don't think so.
All right. Mm-mm. Lisa, do you have an I shake my head?
Yeah, I do. Samantha, you know what I was wondering? Mm-hmm. When did the turtles become bite-sized?
You know what? They got cheap.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. They got
cheap. Because they're a bite.
They are literally
a bite. They weren't always one bite. Oh. That was a good-sized turtle back in our youth. Now it's a bite.
Yeah, for the money. You don't get the same size for the money.
No.
Not anymore.
But the box is the same size.
Absolutely.
Right? That's my, I shake my head. When did the turtles become bite-sized? I didn't notice that on the packaging. Bite-sized turtle. Now in bite size, I didn't see that.
And why is it a turtle? Just because it's shaped like a turtle?
I think so. Yeah.
Because there's nothing inside it that...
I love turtles.
Yeah, but it doesn't... Like, it's like nuts... What is it? Pecans?
Pecans.
Toffee. Caramel. And chocolate.
And chocolate.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's not a turtle.
It's not a turtle. There's no shell. I guess, what makes it a turtle is that it looks like it's got four little stumpy legs. Right?
Well, and now they just made that turtle smaller.
Yeah, right. Now the turtle's smaller. Now it's one bite.
Now it has identity issues.
But yet the Terry's chocolate orange that nobody buys is still the size of a friggin' grapefruit.
Ugh.
Right? Who buys that thing? Ugh. And why is it still around? Why do I still see it? Oh, because nobody buys it.
Yeah. Why is there orange and chocolate?
I don't understand. It shouldn't be.
Ugh.
Ugh. Ugh. What about you? You got a nice shake my head?
Yeah, I do. I just read it. Okay, so apparently Ellen was out and about 9 days after
like her COVID Ellen?
Yeah, COVID Ellen was out and about the other day shopping, wearing a mask. Uh-huh. A photographer, paparazzi person asked her how she was feeling. She said she was feeling much better. And now they're slamming her for being outside her house. And then they took a picture of her with her mask pulled down, but she was on her phone.
Uh-huh.
There was nobody around her. She was outside and nobody was around her. And I think I'm to the point where I'm like, can we move along?
I think we have to. I think people still have to. There still has to be the odd exception.
Like, right? I think, like, do we need to go after her for, like, I feel like now we're going after her for everything. They're comparing her to Tom Cruise. Everybody wants Tom Cruise to take over for Ellen being the worst person ever.
Right.
And I'm like, whatever. I mean, I heard that piece that he did. Yeah. He was ranting and that was horrible. Yeah. But I, like, give the woman a break.
Right? Like, cut her some slack, people.
I don't know. Like, I think we just need to leave this alone now. And I think whoever started this, and justifiably so, they felt that they needed to. It's like over.
It's too much.
Can we just stop now? Yeah. You've ground her into the ground.
But we get paranoid, right? Because even at work, somebody had said at work one time that a customer saw somebody without their mask on and sent in a complaint. And I'm like, yeah, like what if I have to blow my nose? Or what if I legitimately am coughing and have to have a sip of my water?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do I have to now run the risk that somebody's going to read more into that than what there is?
For sure there is.
At some point, people, right, I maybe do have to, like, have a sip of my drink if I'm choking to death. Right?
I don't know. Like, I thought, what mask thing, whatever. She was outside. There was no one else around her. I didn't think she was bothering anybody.
Yeah.
But the thing is that they're after her, like, still.
Always.
And it's like, okay, I get it. Like, how long is this? Are we not happy until she's, like, off the air?
And then why? She still does a lot of really good things for a lot of people.
Yeah, you know.
So maybe we should just remember that. Haters gonna hate.
Haters gonna hate.
Haters gonna hate, Samantha. Right. what are we talking about next week?
Okay, I can't. Oh my God, we'll have a sidebar conversation.
Okay. Because I don't get it.
Topic for next week, folks, is what are our other selves doing in the parallel universe? Lisa other doesn't selves. Get it. She doesn't understand it.
I don't even understand my other self. I just only know myself. I don't know my other
There's
self.
There's another you in another universe, but it's parallel to this universe. So if there was a portal, because apparently the portal opened a couple days ago, if you could walk through the portal to a different universe, but it looks exactly like this, but you you, the version of this second version of you, is doing something else. It's buying a laptop.
I think this Lisa transitions between all areas just fine as she is.
No, you don't understand it. Okay. We're going to go through it and we'll see how she does, folks.
All right. I can't wait.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, Samantha.
Yeah.
You know what we need to do? Uh-huh. We need to wish people a happy holidays and a Merry Christmas. Right?
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year. Yes, right? Because...
Rocking around the Christmas tree.
No, not that one. How about up on the housetop, reindeer pot? No, not that one. Okay, listen. From our house to yours.
Yes.
Happy holidays.
Happy everything.
Happy everything. Right?
And have a good one.
You guys are going to get the episode a day early. When you're listening to this, you're going to be like, hey, we haven't even had Christmas yet. Nope, you haven't. Unless you listen to it later. Then it's like past. So then we're late. Then you're thinking, oh, they had never even thanked us.
Oh, my God.
This is a Merry Christmas.
This is us not knowing how to wrap up, eh?
This is almost becoming my favorite part of the show. Us not wrapping up.
Oh, my God. But really, guys, we wish you the best Christmas ever. And we will see you on the other side of that.
Yes, we will.
We just want to thank John again for helping us do this great podcast. We appreciate him so much. And just remember to check us out on our social media, guys. Facebook, Instagram, and the Twitter.
Samantha, always a pleasure.
Yeah, it should be. Here's to 2021. We appreciate you.
Yes, we do.
This is where you guys don't know how to end shit.
This has been a transmission of the Podfix Network. For more about this show and other great Podfix programs, go to podfixnetwork.com.